You're listening to the Morning News Podcast, brought to you by BigRapidsDailyNews.com, and I'm Steve Gove. Michigan drivers will be able to go faster on 1,500 miles of road starting today. Speed limits along a 95-mile-long stretch of U.S. 131 between Kent and Wexford counties will increase to 75 miles per hour. Those changes also include increased speed limits of 75 miles per hour along sections of freeway of I-75, U.S. 127, I-69, U.S. 10, and U.S. 31. There's also increased speed limits of 65 miles per hour along 22 sections of non-freeway roads. Students at Central Michigan University will be paying around $300 more per year after the Board of Trustees approved an increase in room and board rates. Depending on the student's plan, current room and board rates range from $4,200 to $4,700 per semester. Administrators say despite the 3.5% increase, CMU still has the 10th lowest room and board rates out of 15 public universities in Michigan. Federal officials believe there is enough food for the Asian carp if they reach the Great Lakes. Tim Burke has more.
A federal study says the most feared types of Asian carp would find plenty of food if they reached Lake Michigan. Scientists with the U.S. Geological Survey estimate the lake's suitability for bighead and silver carp is good. The invasive species has advanced up the Illinois River, which is linked to Lake Michigan. Government agencies are using electric barriers and other strategies to block their path to the lake, where it's feared the carp would outcompete many native species. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke reporting.
Police in Big Rapids are searching for a person they say broke into a business and caused $3,000 worth in damage. Authorities believe the incident occurred late last week. Police say a number of windows at the business on South Warren Avenue were damaged, along with other items that were moved from their original place. During its investigation, police found blood on the floor and believe that the suspect may have cut themselves while trying to gain entry. Anyone with any information about this incident should contact DPS at 231-527-0005. A river flood advisory continues for the Little Muskegon River near Morley in Mecosta County until Thursday at 2 a.m. Weather officials say that it's possible for the river to rise to nearly 4.1 feet early Tuesday morning. And now you're up to date. I'm Steve Gove for BigRapidsDailyNews.com.